Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Drunken Master.
I watched the second half of Drunken Master.
And this is the other half. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ethan.
How's it going?
It's going well. And yourself?
How drunk are you?
I'm pretty buzzed.
Pretty buzzed?
Pretty buzzed.
But are you really drunk?
Sadly,
are you drunk enough to do kung fu?
I'm not yet drunk enough to do kung fu. Oh, I think I can do a high kick.
A high kick?
I can think I can do a high kick.
But can you do a crane kick?
I cannot do a crane kick.
I'm making stuff up. I don't know anything
about it. I'm sure there's a crane kick somewhere.
But what's your favorite stance, bro? What's your favorite stance?
My favorite stance is liberals.
Liberal stance, huh?
Liberal
just,
stance.
Just passing everything out, just giving it out, you know?
Just giving it out.
Just a welfare stance, huh?
Yeah, welfare. Yeah. That's all. Right, that's all that, buddy.
That's all liberals are.
That's all liberals are. It's just welfare and killing babies.
That's it. Yeah.
That's all that is.
So my favorite is bear stance.
Oh, yeah? Can you do the bear stance for me right now?
That's California.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Is that really? Yeah? That is.
I have no idea. The bear on the flag. So assume it's...
How do you like our flag?
All right. It's good. It's solid.
It's pretty simplistic.
It's kind of plain.
And I kind of like that.
It's simplistic, but it's not as simplistic as like Texas.
Minimalistic. Yeah, Texas is super minimal.
I'm trying to think of a place with like a really simplistic flag. I only know Texas.
Colorado.
People are always like, Texas, remember Texas?
Lone Star State.
Lone Star State. Come here if you want to succeed from the nations.
Remember the Alamo.
Exactly. So
we're going to succeed at succeeding.
Succeed at succeeding. But yes. Me and Mike sat down and watched a very interesting kung fu movie.
Yes. One of the first Jackie Chan films.
One of the very first. One of the ones that put him on the map. Arguably one of his, famous, that's what people say. I feel like if I ask someone, hey, which is actually probably what we did. Hey, what's a good Jackie Chan movie? And that's not the, Shanghai Nights.
Shanghai Noon. The Karate Kid.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Not any of those. Any American ones. Mm-hmm. What's this straight up good Chinese? People always reference Drunken Master.
Yes.
Drunken Master, I feel like I had a weird thing watching it just because I've seen so many parodies of kung fu movies.
I agree completely.
I know it was a comedy type. Like, it wasn't a very serious kung fu movie.
I think it was
movie.
Kind of making fun of the kung fu genre.
So I couldn't tell, like, what it was making fun of and what it was like, okay, this is how it is.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Because there's a lot of, like, just the sound effects of just people hitting each other.
He farted on a person once.
Really?
At the end of the movie.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, so that's this kind of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Chinese movies are not afraid to
be
the fart joke.
Silly or dumb,
No, this movie actually has a lot of dumb stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like a dumb humor, which is okay.
It's fine.
And you know what's interesting is the way this movie works, I feel like it would be really annoying to watch in English. I feel like just the character banter, the way Jackie Chan acts and the way he talks and his like little quips and stuff like that. If it was in English, I would be like, man, this guy's delivery probably sucks.
Well,
like,
let me tell you what, buddy. I watched it with an English dub, and I can 100% agree with what you're saying.
Really? That's really funny.
Jackie Chan's voice actor was the most whiny motherfucker. Okay. Like, it made it really difficult to, like, relate to the protagonist.
That's interesting, because I was watching it with subtitles. I'm like, okay, that's okay with subtitles, because, you know, everyone's just talking all the time, but I don't understand anything they're saying, so like, there's just noise going on, but I'm reading the subtitles. I'm like, this is funny because I'm reading it, but if I had to, like, listen to his delivery... It would probably be not funny at all.
And you're absolutely right.
Okay.
It really sucked. Like,
it's a bummer, man.
It was a real big bummer. And I wish I could have found another like copy of it. But yeah, I really hated it. And it was like, they got this really terrible voice actor already. Like, he had this weirdly Southern accent to him.
What?
And he was always whining. He's like, master, my wrists hurt. Master, like shit like that, and it's like, fuck,
you know,
shut
I bet
up.
He kind of sounds whiny though, even when listening to the Chinese.
That's true, but Jackie is such a charismatic person that you can sort of see through that, and he's such a hard worker. That's fine, and I feel like his delivery would be a lot better than what I was like hearing. Mm-hmm. I hope. I don't see that's the thing. I don't know how funny or how like insulting this was supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Insulting to what?
To like, or not insulting, but
to your brain?
Parody.
Oh, okay. To like the genre.
To the genre. See, so if he was trying to be whiny and annoying,
I feel like it's just supposed to be a funny kung fu movie. I don't think it's supposed to be parodying kung fu. That's kind of my thoughts.
Right.
I am not going to look this up. I'm just going to go with what I feel because I feel like it's just doing funny stuff. It's not like Kung Fu Hustle
or
anything like that where it's just
straight
up making
fun. Or it's not like Kung Power into the Fist.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't do that right now.
No, we're not gonna have this right now. We're not gonna get this conversation. Right now?
Okay. I like that movie.
Yeah. All right.
I was thinking like the entire time I was watching this film, like this is pretty much just like a lot of the characters are like taken right out of.
Well, they're all very
archetypes.
Yeah. The thing about Kung Pao and Iron Fist, as much as I do not like that movie, at least it is very much like we just got a straight up the most kung fu movie we could find, and yeah, just it. So all archetypes are there. All stereotypes of
that's
what
true.
You find
you
in a kung fu movie.
You have the bad guy who has a giant mustache.
Exactly. You have the guy, the old man who's training.
He's like very weak.
Yeah, very weak, but also very good at fighting.
Very good at fighting. You have one guy who's like a whiner.
You have someone who's a little too, who's a little too cocky.
Uh-huh, that's true. For his own good.
Exactly.
You have the training montage of like doing the same thing over and over again. Yep. And then later on when the fight scene happens, you see it. Like a lot of those things recur. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to get into the plot.
Let's get in that plot.
So the plot, very thin.
Get
it's
thick
simple.
In that plot.
It's simple.
Very simple.
Simple. So the beginning.
I figured it out. So I agree with you. It's probably very
okay,
simple.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't figure it out. But honestly, though, what's our record for like second half figuring out the kind of the beginning?
What do you mean?
Like, there's only been like maybe one or two movies I've seen the second half of and had no idea what's going on.
Me too.
On.
Yeah.
But it's most of the time movies are pretty easy to catch up on.
But like this one was very like, oh, yeah. Like I think within the first 10, 20 minutes, I was like, oh, okay.
Honestly, they didn't really set up much for the second half. So for me, I don't even know where the second half went.
Ooh,
because,
interesting.
Yeah, so all I saw was Jackie Chan. He's in a kung fu type school.
Yes.
That's owned by his dad.
His father, yeah.
His dad owns it. But he is training
Robert.
Under, what's his name?
Robert.
Robert, sounds good to me. Jackie Chan's name is Freddie.
Freddie, yes.
Which is a good name. Freddie Wong.
Freddie Wong.
Freddie Wong.
We people know Freddie Wong.
Yeah, man.
From the internets.
Actually, I don't. Who's Freddie Wong?
Freddie Wong is he made like a bunch of really annoying kind of douchebaggy videos on YouTube where it's like he's shooting guns. He's like a special effects guy in California. You never heard of him?
Is he the one that does that stuff with his daughter?
No.
Okay.
No, that guy works for DreamWorks. No, okay. This guy, he's done a lot of stuff. Like he did, he recently did Grand Theft Auto in real life where.
Oh, okay. I've seen that.
Stuff like
okay.
him. He's Freddie Wong. He's very popular.
I feel like Freddie Wong is a good name for a StarCraft 2 commentator.
Yes, he very
so,
much is.
I don't know. Anyway. The point is he's basically just cocky. You know, he makes fun of this teacher in class.
His father.
No, it wasn't his father. His father wasn't his teacher. He had another teacher. He's being taught by someone else. And he, you know, humiliated him. I'm like, man, this guy's kind of a dick. But he's charismatic. So it's one of those things where you still kind of like him, even though he is a straight up. Like, if this person was in real life and I, like, had to deal with him, I probably would not like him.
Yeah.
But he's charismatic in this movie, so I kind of enjoy his presence.
Every good main character needs to have a weakness or something that holds them back from being a very good person. Because that's what the journey
is. Well, that's what makes it interesting, too.
Exactly. So he can be charismatic and fun to be around, but then also cocky, because he's going to overcome that cockiness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he goes and let's see what happens. So basically, he's hanging out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is actually relevant to the plot, but I thought it was funny. And he does this long thing about how to kind of get with this girl. Someone came with this girl walked by and some guy, one of his friends was like, man, she's got a nice figure, man. She's good. She's hot, dude. And this guy's like, I wonder what it'd be like to kiss her. And Jackie Chan says, I quote, kissing is for children. I'm going to get that broad to hug me. And I thought that shit was hilarious.
Jackie Chan had a lot of good lines.
It's pretty
movie.
Good. It was a pretty good way to say it. So he tricked her by basically scaring her or getting close to her. So he said, like, blow on my eye. I have something in it. And she's like, okay. And
great
then,
move.
And then
great
he moved in line. And was like, moved his face towards her. And then she kissed him because she was trying to blow his eye out, the stuff out of his eye.
Oh.
And it was weird. And then there was a snake that he put there. And then she jumped in his arms because she's scared of snakes.
Ooh.
Because all women are scared of snakes.
All women are scared
Every
of snakes.
Every single one.
I've never met a woman that wasn't scared of a snake.
Every single one.
This is sarcasm.
Yes. So anyway, she was, you know, trying to do that, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady, her mom comes by and is like, what are you doing? And it's like, you gotta stop this. You're all a bunch of filthy animals. And she just proceeds to turn into kung fu mode and kick his ass.
Jackie Chan's
ass. Cool. It was really funny because she was really good. She used her leg a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about kung fu movies, so she hit people with her leg. It was good.
Yeah.
He got sad. You know, walks his ass back because he lost.
Right.
Eventually, he goes back to where his house, and he walks in and he notices at the beginning. He says, "It's the same lady he's talking to his dad," and she says, "It's been a long time since I've seen you, brother." And then the lady's sitting there with her daughter.
And the daughter is the girl that he kissed.
Exactly. And then he walks in and he's really embarrassed. I'm like, man, you just kissed your cousin, dude. You made your cousin kiss you. That's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird.
He was going to hug his cousin.
He's very awkward. It was weird. It was a weird thing, but it was actually pretty funny. It was a pretty good like character type gag thing. I thought it was pretty well done. But then she was doing this thing. The mom was doing a thing where she was kind of like, someone attacked us and they were very much a jerk. And the dad's like, oh, that's terrible. Like, I would kill this person if I ever find them. And Jackie Chan's like, that's not me. And then I was like, oh man, she's cool though. Cause he's like, if he asked her, says, if you saw him again, would you recognize him? And she's like, yes, definitely. I would never forget his face as she's looking right at him.
Oh.
And he's like, oh no. And then I'm like, all right, this lady's cool. But then all of a sudden her daughter's like, what do you mean? He's right there.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, bro, ain't cool. Bro, ain't cool. So then his dad's like, I'm just going to kill you. And I'm like, what? And then she's like,
short movie.
She's like, yeah, I was going to say. And she can't. She's like, no, you can't. You can't kill your own son, dude. That's messed up.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's like, all right. Sorry.
Thanks for talking me down.
But before this, sorry, I missed the part. Before this, he showed his good side, because this entire time he's been a womanizer. He's been kind of a jerk.
Right.
Cocky. His teacher, cocky and all that stuff. But then this one guy was trying to sell jade. It was just a random guy trying to sell jade. Some old dude.
Uh-huh.
Trying to sell jade to these two people. I don't think they might be in the kung fu class. I don't know if we met them before. But he's like, nah, $10 is too much. And he's like, nah, I'll give you 10 cents. And then the guy's like, dude, I can't live off this. Why'd you take my jade? And he's like, fine. He just takes the 10 cents back. I'll take it for free then.
Oh,
he's
shit.
He's being a complete jerk. And then Jackie Chan pops up. He's like, what's up, old man? What's happening? He's like, this dude just took my jade. And he's like, I'm going to kick his ass. So then he just proceeds to beat the shit out of this guy. Whoa. And then give him his money back. It was really cool.
That was cool.
It was a good goofy fight. I mean, he fought with cucumbers for a little bit.
Yeah. I really liked all the fights in this movie.
Yeah, they're really well done. They're well
very choreographed. Very well coordinated.
Choreographed.
Coordinated.
Choreographed.
They called all the people like ahead of time.
It's like a dance.
It's like a dance.
You got a choreographer.
It is kind of like a dance.
It is. Honestly, the way this movie shot with the fighting is very much more so than like there's fighting to stay alive. It's very fancy. It's on the realm of how original Star Wars was fighting for his life.
Yes.
And then the new prequels were very choreographed and were fancy.
Yes.
A lot more boring. This was kind of in between.
I'd say it's very much like, this might be weird, but it's I very much relate it to like the dances of Gene Kelly, especially in like Singing in the Rain, where it's like they're based around emotion and they're very well choreographed, and it's just showing off the physicality of the actor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and showing their emotion and the story through how the character
and their
moving.
Type of fighting style too.
Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting.
Very very fun to watch.
Very fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I remember that. So yeah, he got his ass kicked.
Right.
He kicked his guy's ass. So then while they're doing that weird cousin scene and they're like, and all of a sudden this guy busts in and is like, Freddy beat my kid's ass. Like, look at him. He's in a stretcher and all this stuff. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, well, Freddy obviously is just going to explain, like, you know, this guy was being a jerk and stole money from someone.
Yeah.
And was trying to rip people off. And being
but he didn't do that.
He didn't do that. Mm. I don't know why. And it really kind of made me mad. But then he just was like, all right, so I'm going to kill you now for real. That's what his dad said.
Oh my God.
Being a jerk. I mean, he's like,
his dad is kind of,
I know,
like,
I don't
dogmatic.
Understand why he's so like, just dead. I spent like 20.
My son is dead to
I
me.
I spent 20 years raising you, but it's over.
You were a jerk to one person?
How dare you? I'm going to kill you now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then they're like, all right, well, how about my best guy fights him and you cannot fight back? And they're like,
so you just
right,
get beat
fair.
Up.
So he just gets beat up.
Yeah.
Kind of like an equal thing. But then after the 10 hits, the guy keeps being a jerk and keeps beating him up. And
who's
then,
this guy?
I don't know. I think it was like the guy he beat up's friend or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And so eventually they fight too long. And then the lady's like, you've had your 10 hits in. Like, you need to stop. And then he's just like, continues beating on Jackie. And then Jackie's like, nah, man, I'm going to kick this guy's ass. And he beat the shit out of him too.
Nice.
And then everyone's like, okay, you win. And that was it.
It's like, that really wasn't the point of the fight.
It was kind of weird. But then he's like, dad's like, all right, I'm still going to punish you. I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to punish you. So he puts
Was that not punishment enough?
I guess no, because he beats the shit out of him.
Yeah.
He beats the shit out of him at the end.
He got Jesus.
So at the end, Jackie goes and you see him doing kind of like a squat, and he has these like rings on his arms, and he has his arms straight out, and he's doing a squat, and below him is a wood pike that is sticking up. It's pointy. So if he falls on his ass, his butthole is going to get a lot bigger. So
that'll be a Pickflamingos.
That'll be a Pickflamingos. I feel like he would not have motor control after a steak is shoved up his ass, though. Just saying.
Good point. Never underestimate Jackie Chan.
That's true.
And right. His butthole.
There you go. That's the quote for the show.
He'll make a man out of you.
So he also has teacups on him, and uh-huh. He's balancing those at the same time. So he's just suffering through this entire thing.
Yeah.
And the teacher who he previously made fun of was watching him. Was like, their tea's cold. I'm gonna put hot tea on you now. So he put hot tea in there. Made it just awful, making his life terrible, miserable. You know, mm-hmm. The whole nine yards. And eventually some stuff happens. His friend helps him out and gives him like a chair to sit on. And his dad comes in and is like, what are you doing, dude? Like you sit on a chair. And he's like, and he's like, all right, I'll give you even a worse punishment.
Jesus Christ.
And so he's just like hanging by his neck or not hanging by his feet with like a big giant pot on his neck. And his friend comes and helps him out. And he's like, I'm going to run away because my father just told me that I'm going to have this new crazy master come help me and like train me. And he's apparently really, like, it sounds kind of bad. And then the guy's like, yeah, dude, I met a guy and he lost all his hair and all his teeth after he trained with this guy. And he like was basically like nothing. He had his nose broken. And Jackie's like, I'm going to leave. He just starts running.
I don't want to lose my hair.
So he tries to escape. He goes into a place. I don't understand this scene, but he goes into a place and sits down with this guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to order everything. Friend, you're great. The guy's like, okay. And he's like, I'm just going to order all this food. So he starts eating all this food. And at some point, he's like, all right. He was acting really weird the entire time, too.
Is he drunk? Eating it.
No, he wasn't drunk. He drank some wine, but he wasn't drunk or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy comes. He's like, all right, thanks for the food. You know, I'm going to pay for everything. Don't worry about it. And the guy's like, oh, okay, that's nice of you. And so he leaves and he's like,
that's nice of you to pay for the food that I gave you.
Well, he's going to pay for his food, too, because the guy was just sitting there eating as well.
Okay.
It's a restaurant. So then he leaves and this other guy pops up, shows up and goes, hey, it's, you know, $1.10. And the guy's like, I don't have that money. That guy over there, he's going to pay for me. And he's like, wait a second. How do you know him? He's like, oh, yeah, he's my dad, dude. He's going to pay for it. And he's like, wait, that's my dad. He owns the restaurant. And he's like, oh, no. And then he gets into a fight. And he's starting to lose, man, because a big buff dude comes out. And he's like, I am a gorilla. And he's all buff. And he's like doing this stuff with his nipples. Not his nipples, his boobs. No, not just his nipples.
He's like tweaking his nipples in front of Jackie Chan. I'm going to beat you up. He's tweaking them.
No, but he was doing the thing where you get the muscles and you flex. And
right.
You,
he's flexing his pecs.
His pecs and his pecs are bounced up and down. He's like, I'm intimidating. I'm a gorilla. And he starts beating the shit out of Jackie Chan. But right. This old guy, he runs to this old guy. And this old guy pops up and is like, you guys got to stop fighting. And then he just beats the shit out of all of them. He's drunk as fuck.
Cool.
Though. And
is he the drunken master?
I don't know. He seems like it. So beats shit out of him, and then he leaves, and they escape together. And the guy's like, "Hey, man, Jackie's like, "Hey, man, what's your name?" He's like, "Oh, it's a
so high." I wrote it down.
So high.
So high.
Cheap joke.
So high.
So high. How you doing? So high. And he says, and he's like, man, that's the guy who I'm trying to escape from. And then he's like, oh yeah. And he's like, what are you escaping from? He's like a really brutal guy. And he beats the shit out of people and he's really mean and evil and he never lets anyone leave. He goes, oh yeah, all right. His whole name's like Show High. He's like, oh, my name is Show High. Ha 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 ha. And Jackie Chan's like, oh no. And he runs away. And then eventually he catches him. And then it turns into like a training montage where he's being really mean to him and shoving him in like this water, like doing like move the water from here to there. And there's different ponds and all stuff. And yeah. And then at one point he escapes. Jackie Chan escapes his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And goes to this place where he's drying out his clothes because he dunked in some water.
Right.
And this dude comes up with a mustache and he's like,
Evil mustache man.
With
the word. You get better at Kung Fu now.
I know. Evil mustache man, who was very, at the very opening of the movie, he beat the shit out of someone and killed him. That's just the opening cold open with no context.
Cold like, indeed.
Cold hearted man.
Cold hearted.
Woo, boy.
Do you know what his name is?
No, I don't remember his name.
Dumbest name ever.
What is it?
Thunderleg.
Oh, yeah, it is Thunderleg. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
I actually wrote that down. Forgot.
Me too, yeah. Because I just wrote down, Mustache Man is mean, and then I just crushed it out and wrote Thunderleg.
Perfect.
Yes.
So he then is like, get out of here, Jackie. And Jackie's like, nah. And
he's like, my name is Freddy.
And he gets the shit beaten out of him. And then he's like, crawl through my legs. It's humiliating. And then Jackie
I saw that part.
It. And then that's the last I saw.
Yeah. I thought that was weirdly sexual.
I don't think it was sexual. I think
because he like grabbed him by the head and pulled him down like between his legs.
Oh, well, you've been watching too much porn, dude.
Well, that was the first thing I saw in the movie is this guy with a mustache with his porn stash and all going, get on your knees and crawl through my legs. And then he grabs Jackie by the head.
You know what?
Yeah?
Yeah, in that context, I could totally see it. Other notes that I might have missed.
Yes.
So the teacher had a mole. Yes. He had really long beard hair coming out, like really long. And like, it was really gross.
Bad hair.
Yeah, bad hair too.
Like, he clearly was a wig under a hat.
That's about it, really.
That's all you got?
I mean, I guess everything else. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I'm going to predict the end.
Yes, predict the end.
I feel like it. I have no fucking clue. I have no idea where to go from here.
No idea at all. All the pieces are in place.
I assume he goes and beats that guy up. He trains with the drunken
what
master.
Guy, yeah.
The guy who abused him and made him get under his legs.
Thunderleg?
Thunderleg.
You know what leg he's talking about? It's middle one.
The strongest. But yeah, I feel like they, you know, I feel like he's going to fight him. I feel like he fought him. He won. And everyone loves him. And then he gets with his cousin. Aw, yeah.
That's exactly the ending.
Really?
Well, he doesn't get with his cousin, but he does go back to the drunken master. The drunken master trains him in the drunken, like, drunken style. They apparently have 8 drunken gods that he teaches them in. Like,
really?
Yeah. I don't remember any of their names. One was, like, man with pot, and then one was man...
like, marijuana pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So high.
So high. You know, I'm not always just drunk.
Past the bowl. So yeah, there's man with big pot. There was like man with like
master. These bushes outside are sure crazy. Why do you have so many of them?
This is how I fight.
Oh, master, you're so crazy.
You sound almost like.
Oh no, I do. Damn it! Accidental racism is
racism.
Coming out.
So yeah. So yeah, he goes to the drunken master. Drunken master teaches him in the 8 drunken gods, the 8 drunken like forms
styles. Yeah.
And then he goes back to save his father because his father back at like wherever their village, his father, I guess owns a bunch of land.
Sure.
And this one dude who I thought was the big bad, this like bald guy shows up and he goes, "Hey, I want to buy your land." And the father's like, "That land is a graveyard land. Why do you want to buy that? Do you want to just buy the land so you can like make like property on it or some
this
shit?"
This is real, man.
It was weird.
It's weird because I don't know when this movie's set.
I have no idea either.
Because it feels like 1800s. Because definitely not modern day.
No, they have like.
But the restaurant looks
shit.
Way too nice.
Yeah,
I'm like, this restaurant looks like almost like a 60s restaurant, kinda.
Does
if,
it?
If it had like, excuse me, burping all the time, man.
It's cool.
I feel like it has like a bunch of just stuff laying around that's
too modern. There's too, a jukebox in the
no,
back.
No, there's no jukebox. But it feels a little bit too modern. Maybe it's just because restaurants don't change, and I'm just like. That's a restaurant. Those exist.
There was, like, there were like same. Waitresses on like skate or roller skates
to bring you your dim sum. And they're like, here's a dumpling. There you go. Ever been to dim sum?
No, never.
Ah, it's a good dude. It's cool because instead of like ordering off a menu, people just come by and you just grab it.
What?
Yeah, you just grab it. And you
sounds
go,
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Highly recommend it.
I want to go now.
You can get chicken feet. You ever eaten chicken feet?
Ew.
It's not that good.
I bet it is. Oh,
my friend was very adamant about getting it, but he grew up with that type of food, so he was very much more
gross
into
food.
It. I would say it's gross because you know I ate it and it was fine. Mm-hmm. The thing was is the bones inside really bothered me because you have to eat around these bones and you basically put the whole thing in your mouth and then you kind of like chew all the meat around the bones and you spit the bones out. You all right?
Yeah, that's just really gross.
It's a little gross, it's but gross. The thing is, it felt like I don't know, it wasn't that bad.
No,
but it's something I couldn't do because I'm not a big bone person. I'm very much a bone out. Like, give me some wings and some bone out.
Yeah.
My favorite skateboard move is the boneless. You know, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Very much anti-bone. abstinence all the way.
I'm not gay.
But it was not something I recommend trying it, but it's not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not for me.
All right, maybe I'll try one day, but it does not sound very good.
No, I mean, you're not the most adventurous eater.
That's true.
As I've seen.
That's very true.
All right, look, I'm going to reveal something about you.
Yeah?
I don't know if you want this. This dude did not like pizza. You didn't like pizza.
I didn't like pizza for the longest time.
The longest time.
But I come
like
around
pizza.
To it. And
yeah,
I love
no,
pizza.
You come around to it now. Yeah. That's good.
And I'm even
but
a bit more adventurous.
I can't imagine.
With it.
When did you come around to pizza?
Like recently, like in college.
In college.
In college.
So your entire high school, what yes. did you eat instead?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
I was that kid at the sleepover where they're like, do we want pizza or hot dogs? And I'd like hot dogs, please.
And then everyone would be like,
hated me. That's why I was, that's probably why I didn't have friends.
That makes a lot of sense. But you should be fair. Probably won't be friends with you either. If you didn't like
that's a good point. I would be friends with me either if I did like pizza.
Because pizza's amazing.
Pizza, yes, it is very good.
So what made you not want to try it? What, like,
I just didn't like the taste. I tried it.
Oh,
I
so you did it. Try it.
When weird. I was a little baby boy, I used to eat Meat Lover's pizza and I loved it apparently as a little baby.
Okay.
And then like in elementary school, I tried it again. I just did not like it. I didn't like anything on it.
Weird.
I know. I liked it. I hated it so much.
No, I mean, I liked a lot of like fruits and stuff that I do not like now when I was baby, because baby's just like in survival mode. They haven't developed the fact where it's like, oh, I have an opinion about things.
Yeah. I don't have taste.
Yeah, exactly.
You just eat
whatever. Put it in front of me. I mean, there are things babies will not eat, obviously, but when like you're like dogs. Very baby. Yeah. Well, that baby would eat a dog. Baby can eat
I'd
a dog.
Love to see a baby eat a live dog.
Well, I don't think live dog. I mean, if you cook it up and like,
if you put a baby and a dog in a fight, like if it was like a dog fight, but one was a baby, do you think a baby would win?
No, babies are useless.
What if
dude?
The baby had like a hammer?
Babies are useless, dude. Babies like constantly try to kill themselves. Like,
that's true.
The entire first like year of having a baby, I'm pretty sure is just trying to make sure the baby doesn't
stop the kid from killing
himself.
Yeah.
Because baby's like, oh shit, my head's stuck in a crib.
Oh shit, I fell out a window. My parents had sex in the other room.
Exactly. Oh shit, I'm going to do something dumb. Which is horrible, but it's like, every other animal in the animal kingdom is like, all right, let's go.
Especially every baby. Like giraffes.
Like giraffes, exactly. I was thinking giraffes. They're like, all right.
They fall out of the womb and they're ready to run from fucking lions.
Yeah, exactly. Like, lions are here. Time to go.
It's time to leave or else I'm going
to
die.
They have to do that. While humans are like, well, are we going to feed them gluten? Like, I don't. Like, is gluten going to mess them up? Is he going to be gluten tolerant?
We should put like padding on all of the like different corners of the house.
We should I'm not gonna buy him pink or blue. I'm gonna make sure he's gender neutral.
Gonna buy him yellow.
So he can decide. He can decide for himself.
Yeah. Himself. You know, I've already said it to himself though.
Well, to him. I mean, you can't change their gender. You can change their
You can't change their gender. You can't change their sex. You can change their gender.
That's it. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. But yeah, I'm you know, calling your baby it sounds so bad. I mean, no one
really
would say it.
You know, I call babies it all the time.
Yeah, you would say that, but not your actual. If you had a baby, would you be like, it's good?
If I had a baby, I would put it in a ring with a dog and see which one lives. And I'd keep whichever one lived, and the loser gets eaten.
Okay, what style of kung fu would your baby do?
It would do man with a lot of pot style.
420 style.
420
that's
style.
Yeah, 420 style. Makes sense.
Okay, so back to the plot. So he goes back to train with the drunken master. At one point, the drunken master, this is like an aside, but the drunken master is like making money off of like table games where like people are like playing, you know, the ball and the cup, and that you have to see which cup has the ball under it.
Yeah.
So he's doing that, and he gets his money stolen by the guy doing the ball and the cup. And so Jackie Chan beats the guy up, and he beats him up. And then they go back to their house, and then the guy who got beat up calls another guy to show up, and Jackie, the drunken master, doesn't have any wine, so he can't fight, and he gets beat up.
So he only works when he's drunk.
He can only fight well when he's drunk.
Okay, I have to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I have to go back to the gender thing where I was talking about, you know, people wanting to give their kid options.
Yes.
Very interesting story that I just thought of about myself is my mom bought me some sort of action. That wasn't me, it was an action figure. Something manly. Uh-huh. And then she's like, also, here's a Barbie doll. Which one do you want? And I was like, man, Barbie doll's gay. So I was like, I would get the dude thing. But then I thought about it, I'm like, man, but I could make that Barbie doll do dope shit. I don't know. I thought it. I was like, you know, I can't want that Barbie doll back. Give me that Barbie doll. I could do some crazy stuff with it. And then it made me think about myself a lot. As after I got older, I'm like, very interesting that I decided to do what society said was cool.
Even though deep down.
You know, deep down, I wanted to play that Barbie doll. Yeah. That Barbie doll.
It's very
true. Do that hair, man. Get that hair down.
It's like commercials nowadays. Like, you have only boys playing with certain toys and girls playing with other
toys. It's always been
that
way. But there are subsects of people, parents and stuff, who are very much like, you know, gender neutral stuff. And I think.
Do you think if you have a baby, you would do that?
No. I mean,
you're going to give the penis thing to the boy.
The penis thing?
A male
please,
thing.
Please tell me what a penis thing is.
It's a dildo.
Oh, that can go either way
for him to play with.
Okay. No, because I feel like I'm not gonna be explicit about it, but I'm not gonna really care.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm, because there are people who are like, I need to have this color, like if there's not gray, like, and they're very anal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, whatever, I'm not gonna be like the kid wakes up and is like, hey dad, I want to do ballet. I'll be, all right, cool, man, whatever, do ballet. Yeah. It's cool. I don't It's good, man. You can pick up chicks, dude. Literally pick up chicks.
You can pick up chicks, literally, even if you're not into them.
If you're not into them, you can do whatever you want. You can pick them up. You can pick them up.
Yeah.
You can throw them across the ground and stun them. And then
what if, okay, imagine this. Your son comes up to you one day and he goes, "Dad, I'm a furry."
Dude. That's probably the worst thing that would ever happen. I'm sorry, but like,
it's like, son, why can't you just be gay?
Yeah, seriously. Like, can you just be gay? Please just be gay.
Just be gay, please.
Please.
Please just be gay.
Actually, you know what? Be crazy. Just fuck
murder a person.
No, no.
Just go out and murder people. I would rather
be someone who has sex with trees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd rather, would you rather
have married to like a real doll or something like that?
Oh God. Would you rather have a furry or a brony?
You ask this all the time. Yes, it's everyone. I feel like you did. I'd rather have a brony because I feel like
bronies can still do things in society.
Bronies are at Comic-Con and they're accepted.
They go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
when furries go outside,
you're like,
Yeah, we went to Disneyland once and we saw a person with like a brony, like a furry tail hanging out their pants.
People do that. It's weird. I don't know if they're furries though, or if they're just like,
it was in their butt.
I don't think it was in their butt.
No, it wasn't their butt.
I think it was like a belt.
It was
something.
A belt.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make the story interesting.
Sorry, man. I can see right through your lies. But yeah, that's my stance on
furries.
No furries.
No
I'm
furries.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm stuck in my ways. I can't accept.
You're so ignorant, Dad. When will you accept us?
Look, I'll love my son.
Uh-huh.
I will give him everything he needs. But if he's asking for money for his next furry costume, I'll say no. Now, son, you're going to have to mow some lawn somewhere else.
Son, you're 25 years old. I'm not giving you money for a furry costume.
Son, you just got to make a living for yourself and be who you are. But I don't want to see it. Thank you.
Son, I will put up the money so you can have a mask that covers your face. Oh. So I don't know it's you.
Dad, I don't have enough money for the helmet.
I will pay for
I'll
it.
I'll pay for that.
I will definitely pay for that.
That's so mean.
I'll pay for nothing else.
That's so mean.
It's mean.
It's mean, but
it's a little
true. I don't know if I can. I honestly don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I'll have to cross that bridge if it ever comes to that bridge.
God, I hope I never get that bridge.
I feel like it's a far bridge. I don't feel like many people are furries.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a small subsect.
I don't know. There's a lot of drawings online.
Well, that's the internet, though.
That's true.
The internet's going to, you're going to find the weirdest stuff.
That's true.
That's the rule of the internet. Find the weird stuff on the internet. All right, we've gone way off topic. So
anyway,
Drunken Master.
So Drunken Master. What else happens?
No furries in here.
Not that I knew of. No. Jackie Chan might be a furry. We don't know that.
He could be.
He's never come out as not saying any of this.
So it was a possibility. I've never come out. I'm going to go on record. Not a furry. What about you?
I'm going to keep it androgynous.
Oh, you're keeping it Johnson, huh? One day you wake up.
I'm
going to
be mysterious.
One day I'm going to come in. You're going to have the suit in the closet.
Don't come in.
I'm gonna be like, Mike, this podcast, just keep that closet door closed, please.
I'm Cuddle Watt. Oh, God. I'm a calico.
Right, we gotta get off the subject.
Okay.
We gotta get off the subject.
All right. Anyway, where was I? So he is taught in the Eight Drunken Gods. He then goes back home to his father. And then Thunderleg is hired by some people who want to buy property from Robert Wong. His father. And it's basically Robert Wong has a price on his head. And if you kill him, you get a ton of money.
Okay.
And Thunderleg's okay. Like he's like, okay, I'll do it. So he shows up and he fights and almost kills Robert Wong. And then Jackie shows up. He's like, yeah, I'm going to beat you the fuck up. And he actually starts beating Thunderleg up quite well because he's using all the different god techniques. And there's all these gods. There's like seven male gods, and then there's an eighth woman god.
Okay.
And Jackie doesn't want to learn that one because he's a sexist.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
He's like, it's a girl thing. I don't want to
gross.
Learn
gross.
Yeah,
girls
pretty
much. Are weak, even though I got my ass kicked by one.
Exactly. Early exactly. So then he doesn't learn it, so he kind of starts getting beat up by Thunderleg, and then the Drunken Master's like, just do my technique, just do it. And he does his technique and he beats the fuck out of Thunderleg.
Okay.
And that's the end.
That's it. So he's gonna get with a girl at the end? Any girl?
Nope.
Nothing?
No girl.
Oh, that's
I didn't know there was any. I don't think I saw a single girl in the movie except for an illustration of a girl.
Wow, really?
In the book of different drunken gods.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird they don't bring that girl up again.
Well, I mean, she is his cousin.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Does this movie glorify alcoholism?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I felt it's very much like Popeye and
Spinach.
No, hardcore drugs. I don't know. Yeah,
what?
Spinach.
Okay, I was like, what? I don't remember that
it's
part.
It's like Popeye and smoking. No, it's like, yeah, it's like Popeye and spinach. It's very much just like, you can't, and it's not only just like you can't fight without it. You can be the best fighter if you drink all this alcohol.
Weird. So does Jackie at some point like get really drunk and then be
yes.
Okay.
He gets super, super wasted to the point where he can't stand up. And then like Drunken Master's like, you can use that against them because it's like, you're like, you act like you're not going to win. And so they assume you're not going to win and then you win.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it very much.
Have you ever fought a drunk person?
Never.
Have you ever like wrestled a drunk person, even for fun?
No, I don't wrestle people for fun.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
All right.
You wrestle people for fun?
Nah, sometimes it's kind of fun.
Who?
No one. I'm not saying anyone.
Ricardo, huh?
No.
You're Ricardo.
No.
Just played earthworms.
Nope. That's Nightcrawlers.
Nightcrawlers? Oh, I'm sorry. Earthworms. Yeah, you're Earthworm Jim.
What is Earthworm?
You know an earthworm.
What is earthworms?
I just mixed up a Nightcrawler.
Okay.
It's Nightcrawlers in the daytime is what it is.
It's the environmental friendly version.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything, we wear biodegradable clothing.
It's the green version of Nightcrawlers.
There you go.
But yeah, no, I don't wrestle or fight people.
Really? You never like wrestled with like your brother or anything? Or?
Well, not really. We didn't fight much.
Really?
I was in a fight club.
See,
once.
My cousin. No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Because you wouldn't be talking about it.
Oh, no, it's over. So I'm totally talking about it.
Oh, okay. Really, though?
Yes, really.
Okay.
I had a really good right hook, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like an underground fight club?
Yeah. A friend of mine, he was moving houses. So we had a house that was empty for like a couple of months. And so we just went there and fought.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did kind of do that then?
Yeah, but I didn't do it very much. I did it like a couple of days and then I stopped because I got the fuck beat out of
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin would always do wrestling moves on me on grandma's bed. And then
you take your dicks out.
And then with sword fight, and it was a fun thing. No, but we.
And then you sheathed it.
Damn it, Mike.
Sorry.
But then we broke grandma's bed, so we weren't allowed to do it. Also, we have a family cabin and there are bunk beds, and my cousin would jump from one bed and like do, I don't know, some wrestling with me.
Cool.
And then the bunk.
I guess I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah. And then the bunk bed like broke.
Shit. You're breaking a lot of beds.
Breaking all these beds, dude.
Ethan Bedbreaker. Hawks.
Talk to all the ladies.
I'm a bed breaker.
I'm a bed breaker when I was like.
I broke my grandma's bed.
When I was 9.
Me and my cousin were fighting on grandma's bed. And I broke it.
Oh, it's funny though. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, what were we talking about before that?
Fighting. You were talking about alcoholism and
I've ever fought
a person who's drunk. So have you ever fought a person who's drunk?
No, but I feel like it would be people who are drunk are more aggressive because you do more aggressive dumb things when you're
That's
drunk.
True, but I feel like they're so single-minded you can use that power against
exactly.
Them.
That's what I feel. That's why it's kind of like I don't know.
It's like bullfighting.
I don't know if I can believe this movie.
No, you can't. Okay. But you know, people probably like. I feel so, God, I feel like kind of a douchebag saying like, people are going to watch this movie and they're going to get drunk and they're going to get in fights and they're going to get like hurt. And so they're going to recreate what they see in this movie.
I don't think so.
I don't think they will. I think it's,
I feel like the way
that's the number. That's like the level of parody this movie is at. I think, you know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's it's so absurd to even think about doing this.
You think there's a drunken style?
No, of course not.
You think there is? I don't know, man.
I don't think there is. There was one, I totally left out one of the best lines in the whole movie.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
So this one part, Jackie Chan is facing against Thunderleg, and Thunderleg is like, you know, he's like threatening him, saying he's going to kick his ass. And then Jackie Chan, or I should say the horrible guy who dubbed Jackie Chan, says, "Watch out or you'll have a body with no ass." Because he's going to kick his ass. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I thought it was stupid. It felt very much like in Kung Pao Into the Fist, where he's like, if you have an ass, I will kick it.
Yeah, so not funny?
Oh, you fucker.
Got it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
There is a style called Zhu Quan.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's called Drunken Fist. It's a general name of the style of all Chinese martial arts that imitate a drunkard.
Oh.
But I don't think you're actually drunk, though. I don't feel like you actually...
No, I don't think so.
I feel like it's just
I feel like if you were really drunk, you wouldn't have too slow of, like...
The Buddhist style is related to the Shaolin Temple, while the Taoist style is based on the Taoist tale of the drunken eight immortals.
Mm-hmm.
You said there were seven, though. No, you said there was eight.
There's eight.
One was a woman.
There's seven men, one woman.
Okay.
So you think it's kind of actually based on a real thing?
I feel like it might be, but I feel like maybe the part where he actually does drinking...
I think that's... Because I feel like if you drank, you're... what do you call it? Your reflexes would be way too slow.
Yeah, it would be way too slow.
Yeah.
Then this Wikipedia article, which I am sourcing, which is, you know, the best source. It's,
I think it is.
Honestly, whatever. Most things in Wikipedia are accurate.
Yeah.
It does say, in popular culture, Zhu Quan received mainstream media attention outside of China after the premiere of Jackie Chan's film, Drunken Master, in 1978. Since then, it's been featured in many books, comics, blah, 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 blah. But, I feel like it's a style.
I feel like it's a heightened version of that.
Neo in The Matrix is taught drunken style among the martial arts uploaded to him via...
Oh, that's interesting.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't see that movie.
You got to. It's really good.
I know.
We should watch all three.
I heard that's bad.
They are bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe. So, do you have anything else you want to say? I've got questions.
All right, ask me some questions, man. I don't
what was the coolest thing you saw Jackie Chan do?
I enjoyed the part when he was fighting with a sword and he stole a sword off someone and then he put the blunt side of the blade to his stomach and was like, I'm gonna kill you. And then he's like, oh, don't kill me. He's like, just kidding. It's the blunt part of the blade. I'm not gonna kill you yet. And he has a sharp part to his neck.
Ooh,
I'm like, man, that's cool.
That's cool.
And then he beats him up again.
My favorite part was he was trained. He was being hung by his feet and he was like being hung by his feet, hung down, and below him were two pots of water. And by his feet were two pots of water and he had little teacups.
Okay.
And he had to go down and get water from the pots below him and then pull himself up and then fill the pots above him. And he couldn't stop until the pots below him were empty and the pots above him were full.
Man.
And that was fucking sweet. Cause you could see like he was doing it in long shots and it was like crazy cool to watch. Cause he had to like, he had to make his wrists stronger. And in order to get the water all the way up, you have to keep your wrists the same like place. So you have to like move your wrist in a weird way in order to get it all the way up to the top of the pot without dripping water. It was really cool. It's really funny.
Wasn't a fight that you thought was the coolest part.
I was very impressed by all the fighting and I'm sure there's some bits that really impressed me, but that was the most impressive because it was just,
that's just physical strength.
Just physical. And yeah, he's clearly doing it. Like he's not faking it. Like there was another part where he was doing push-ups and every time he pushed up he moved his hands back and forth. So he would go down with his hands facing the ground. And then when he pushed up, he would push himself all the way up and then he would move his hands the other way. So he was pushing himself down again, but with his hand, with his palms facing him. Weird. And the bottom of his hands like touching the ground. It was painful to watch, but he was doing it. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jackie Chan, he does a lot of crazy stuff for his movies. He's very committed.
He's very committed.
Very committed.
I really liked him in this movie.
Yeah. He was good.
He overshadowed the shittiness of like the dub. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I really, really, really liked him in this. I kind of want to see the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Netflix, apparently.
Really? Why is the first one not?
I know, right? I apparently watched the very first bit of the second one, and I just fell asleep.
Huh.
Of the second one.
How do you know that? Is Netflix have a record or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, you wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, I would have.
Huh. Anything else? Anything else you got to say?
Because
it's really hot in this room.
It's very hot in this room.
I didn't want to mention it.
I feel like we've talked a bit about this movie and a lot about other things.
The movie, the plot is very simple.
Very straightforward.
I mean, it's got some really good choreography.
How do you feel? You didn't answer your own question. How do you feel? Like, do you think this movie like is about like drinking? Like, do you think it like promotes drinking?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you get better while drinking, come on, man. That's like a straight up thing. That's like just letting people know, like, you want to fight better? Get drunk, bro. And then, you know, as you drink, you feel more confident. And then you're like, yeah, I'm good. You fight someone and then you get your ass kicked.
Now, this movie is made in 87.
Yes.
And then the sequel was made in like 97 or something like that.
Really?
Or like mid 90s, I think, maybe.
Okay.
So do you think in the second one, do you think it's just as much of like promoting like alcohol? I mean, it's still called Drunken Master.
Yeah, probably. Why not?
But don't you think they get in trouble for that?
No. Do you think they get in trouble for that now? There's movies like called like Spring Breakers that like freaking glorify.
Yeah, but Spring Breakers is not glorifying.
You haven't seen Spring Breakers.
I haven't. But I'm assuming that it isn't glorifying. I'm assuming that it's...
Not particularly, but...
Like, I feel like this is a straight up, like, if you drink, you will kick people's asses.
I guess that's true.
Like, there's no two ways about it. I feel like Spring Breakers, from what I've heard, you can like... You can be like, oh, this is clearly not glorifying, but it's showing how people do glorify it.
I guess, yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I can do it. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the free speech, man.
That's true.
Although it's China, so I don't know. Yeah.
As long as they say nothing bad about the people in power.
The people in power.
Yeah.
It's fine. Do whatever you want.
So did you like this movie?
I did.
Yeah?
I was entertained the entire time. I wouldn't say it's like an amazing movie. I'm not going to run out and be like, oh my God, you got to see it. But
I kind of agree. I feel like I'm going to forget about it.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah. Like there are some neat scenes in it. but there's nothing that makes it stand out, I guess.
I'll agree with that.
It's funny. It's amusing. If it was on and I was with some friends drinking some beers, oh, I wouldn't definitely. Complain. I wouldn't complain at all.
Definitely.
Like, this is a fun movie. This is a great friends.
Yeah, this is a great just like
kick back. You can talk back. The entire time.
Absolutely. You could definitely talk over his terrible dialogue.
Well, unless you get the subtitles, you don't even have to listen to his dialogue.
That's a good point.
You just talk to turn and read
the But that's the thing too, is that the story is so straightforward and visually told that you can just talk over it. It doesn't matter. The dialogue doesn't really show anything.
You're totally right.
Yeah. So yeah, I enjoyed it too. I feel like it's on the cusp of just being good enough. But
I feel like it's good enough.
No, well, no, good enough is not a good thing to me.
You're right. You're very much like if it's mediocre, it's
yeah, it's on the cusp of being mediocre. But if it wasn't for like Jackie Chan just being an all around charismatic badass, yeah. Then yeah, that's what sets it over to be good.
Okay.
I'd give it like a, like out of 10, I'd give it like a 6 or 7.
All right. Yeah.
7 would be too high. Maybe 6.
I'll probably do 7.
Yeah.
I might do 7.
6.5, 7.
It's good.
Yeah.
Movie. Like it.
All right. Cool.
Glad we settled that.
Have you guys seen this movie? If you have, go to our Facebook and tell us if you think it's a good movie. Go to our Facebook or Twitter, The Other Half Podcast. You can also leave a 5-star rating and a review on our iTunes.
We'll read that review.
If you leave a review, we will read it.
I want to read it
on the show.
Make it dumb. Make me say some dumb stuff.
Maybe we'll probably trip over it because we can't read.
Oh yeah, we don't know how to read.
Nope.
When we look up movies, we kind of have to go through the Google tells you everything back. You know, yes. the speech to text to speech.
We go by how the posters look.
Yeah, that too.
this movie looks colorful.
Yeah, I like the colors, man. Blue and orange.
That's why I had to watch it with the dub because I can't read subtitles.
Oh, you're right. That makes sense. Oh, that's why I didn't understand anything that was going on.
Forgetting anything?
Email us at podcast.com. Throw us an email.
Go to our website.
If you want to just tell us like you love us, or if you want to suggest a movie,
or if you want to tell us you hate us,
yeah. Or if you're like, I want to be on podcast, I'm gonna show you a great movie, I'll blow your minds. Please do.
Please do.
We might consider
that. Yeah, if there's a movie you've seen and we haven't, we'd love to have you on the show, discuss it with us, and we'll give you our opinion of half of the film.
Yeah, and you'll get really mad as we realize that the movies are a lot better when you watch them the entire way through. But who cares?
Yeah, fuck it.
Whatever, dude.
All right. So let's get more drunk and have an awesome kung fight? Fu battle.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Good night, everybody.
I'll knock you out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of The Drunken Master.
I watched the second half of Drunken Master.
I think it's The Drunken Master.
Is it The? I thought it was just Drunken Master. Dude. Look it up. Pretty sure it's just Drunken Master.
Drunken Master. Well, I like how you didn't correct me then. Fucking dick, dude. Make me look stupid.
I just didn't know you'd know.
Shit, you're right. It is Drunken Master.
Ha! Okay.
All right, so it's again. Hey, I'm Ethan.
Wait, sorry. I'm drinking. Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Drunken Master.
Still the second.
What?
You said it weird.
I just said Drunken Master.
You said it weird.
I don't know how. How did I say it weird?
Drunken Master.
Drunken Master.
I'm so sorry.
I sound like mid-burp.
Yeah. Oh,
man, you're hitting that hangry orchard so hard. All right, let's go.
I'm thirsty. Okay, go.
That's not a good way to hydrate.